Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. Hello, my beautiful Wild Expansion podcast listener. How are you? How are you feeling today? You can probably hear it in my voice, and I am feeling really, really good. Why, you might ask? Well, nobody has asked, but I am going to tell you anyway. So I have decided that 2022 is all about impressing myself and doing things for me, not for validation from anyone else. And I just put so much work and heart and soul into creating my first like properly edited YouTube video, and it's currently just uploading to YouTube, and it feels really good, you know, to work really hard towards something, to put in the hours, put in the love and devotion and patience, and then see your baby, the final product at the end. It's really nice. And maybe you can relate to this in some way of your life. Like, don't you just feel amazing once you make something more beautiful than it was before? Whether that be tidying up or cleaning or like washing your hair or watering your plants. Just being nurturing and creating beauty, creating your art, it just is the best feeling. It feels so good, and I think it helps us feel more connected to others, to nature. And it's why we're here. We are here to create beauty and follow our hearts and do what inspires us. I've also only recently picked up sewing, so I've just, yeah, this is shameless. I am 28 and I'm only learning to sew now. You got me. But it feels really good to be able to fix things, you know, like make them beautiful, not throw them out, but instead really work on fixing things. And not even like sewing clothes and fabric, but it's like your relationships as well. It's like learning to have conversations and fix things instead of making everything indispensable. Right now, we are being called to beautify our lives by fixing things, by getting artistic, by learning, developing. And it feels so, so good to be able to do that, because you are a creator. Every single human being has creative potential within them. And whenever we tap into that creative potential of creating anything, it literally is so healing and makes us feel amazing. I used to always think in school, you know, I wasn't the artistic type, I wasn't the creative type. In art class, I never did very well. In technology and design, I could never get good grades either. I always, you know, thought there were people better than me. And I just thought, you know, some people are cut out for art and creative projects and others aren't. But what I've realized now is that we all can do art. We just need to do it for ourselves, to heal ourselves and to not compare ourselves to others. What really got me inspired about creating is Julia Cameron, who wrote the book called The Artist's Way. And she speaks in her book that we need to work on developing our creative potential. And the way that Julia Cameron recommends us to develop our creative potential is to journal 3 pages of random consciousness first thing in the morning. So just taking a random journal and just as soon as you wake up, just journaling out 3 pages of whatever comes to mind, having no judgment. The only rule is that you have to fill 3 pages. You could be talking about bananas and grapes. It doesn't matter. Just fill three pages and it literally taps your consciousness into other parts of your brain that wasn't activated before. And it really does help activate the creative centers in the brain to help us then come up with more creative solutions to problems throughout the day. It helps us develop our confidence, feel more in flow with life, and realize like what tweaks and changes we need to make. And since this podcast is very personal and I love my beautiful listeners, I just want to share with you what I have written this morning from my Julia Cameron practice of channeling three pages of random writing in the morning. I feel so good right now. I think it is because yesterday I worked on creating and editing a YouTube video. I tidied and I sewed. I am so happy when I am making more beauty in the world, whether that be cleaning, sewing, fixing, or editing videos. It feels so good to make things beautiful. Also, I ate really healthy yesterday. I am so glad that I am listening to my body and nourishing it. It really does help my mood stay good. I feel like I am on the cusp of greatness. When I think about it, I am so grateful for the life I am living now. My house, my friends, my partner, Cleo, my cat, my family. I am grateful for all the wee tweaks and changes I am making. I read through my old journals yesterday and from the past few years, and I am grateful for my profound wisdom that I forgot that I had at such a young age. There is a common theme that is running through all of my journal these past few years, which keeps resurfacing time and time again. What I have journaled a lot about include the importance of spending time in nature, the importance of limiting time on social media. Time is so precious, and in each journal I used to write out the highlights of every single year, like the key moments. And let me tell you something, spending time on social media has not once featured as a highlight of my year. You know, and we want to make every day full of highlights. So in order to do that, we do need to, you know, sort of be cautious of the amount of time we spend on social media. I also journaled about the importance of creation through journaling, art, just doing anything where I can create. My journaling past entries have showed me the importance of gratitude. We are what we think about, and I am so glad that I have a specific journal to record all my highlights of life so I can look back and be proud of all of my accomplishments and achievements. This journal is so nourishing to read. I also keep messy journals, just as important to record and work through my difficult emotions. So I'm just going to break this down. I have two journals. One of them is my nice, fancy, elegant journal where I just record the highlights, everything I'm grateful for. My handwriting is neat in it and it's really nice to read. Then I also have a tattered journal, which is full of all my doubts, worries, and insecurities that I am working through. And I don't really like reading over it as much, but it just is cathartic to have a messy journal to get all my problems out of my head onto paper so I can work through them. Because we are like seasons, we have winter, we have summer. So my lovely looking journal is my summer journal, and then my tattered journal sort of is whenever I'm going through my winter seasons. I just like to separate my journals like that. It's just a suggestion if you want to do the same, but it just works for me. Okay, back to my morning writing. So a theme of previous journals was a lot of goal setting. Ambitious goals I was so attached to. I wrote a manifestation list each year from 2018 to the present, and I have achieved about 90% of my goals each year that was on my manifestation list. So that right there just proves the power of writing manifestation lists. Like, science has proven that you are so much more likely, I think it's like 80% more likely to achieve your goals if you have written them down. So in my manifestation list, I just write down what I hope to achieve for the year. And whenever I look back yesterday, I realized that I'd have achieved about 90% of everything I have written down, which is just bamboozling in the best way. This year, or right now in my life, I am changing the way I am thinking about goals. I have been studying Zen meditation, and they said to get to the ultimate state of bliss, we should try to get to a state of desirelessness. There's a famous Zen meditation quote, which is, by doing nothing, it all gets done. And that sort of makes sense. Do you ever feel like you're a headless chicken running around trying to do 100 things at once and you feel overwhelmed, tired, and then at the end of the day, you're like, what have I even done today? Whereas the Zen way of life is all about slowing down, doing things with intention, and looking for the love in each moment. So just really slowing down and trying to be desireless. And in order to be desireless, it's just about being in the present moment and just seeing the love that is existing in the present moment right now. So right now in life, I want to be in a state of desirelessness. I want to have no heavy goals, but instead just continue to create for the pure bliss of it. I want to set goals to purely enjoy the journey of achieving them. I want no pressure or stress with my goals. Having no heavy pressure, stress, or expectations with my goals is ironically making me more excited to work on them, and I am finding more joy in taking action towards them. A lot of my goals are creative endeavors. This year, I have no expectation, as I want to work on self-compassion and reaching that state of desirelessness. Yet now, more than ever in my life, working on my goals is appealing to me. It's sort of like reverse psychology on yourself. You know, whenever you decide that you want to be desirelessness, you want to have desirelessness towards your goals, you actually are more likely to act on it. I want to create for the sheer sake of it. For me, right now, I have no expectations on how I am received. I am nourishing my own creative cup for me to feel more connected to God. If I help inspire others on the way, then that is a fabulous bonus, as I want to help as many people as I can, but I am not going to limit my happiness on that. I am excited for this journey of creative free-flow writing and Zen meditation to see where it will take me this year. So that is the journal entry complete for this morning. I hope that this podcast does inspire you to whip out a journal and just do an experiment. Whenever you wake up tomorrow morning, spend a few minutes just writing 3 pages and just try it out for a week if you want. But I'm telling you, it will help you feel so good. And yes, that is all for this week's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. And as a bonus, right now I have just released, well, it's releasing right now, a YouTube video which shares some of my favourite morning daily rituals to help feel calm, confident, and lovely. So I will link it in the show notes. And yes, I will speak to you next week. Sending you so much love.